Alrighty, so why is my day different? This is the question that I keep asking. This is the one that I keep exploring. Why is my day different? So the short answer, of course, is going to be because of what I am imagining, what I'm accepting as true. The longer answer is because of how I'm imagining it. And this is really, really important because the sneakiest dream-driven day killer is someday manifesting. Now watch where this goes. This is pretty cool. Because if you're honestly expecting your dreams to come true someday, that means you've accepted that they're not coming true today. Yet you really got to get this. Now, the solution that a lot of people try that isn't all that elegant is what I'll call by date manifesting. In other words, you put a deadline on your wins. $100,000 by Friday. Okay, what if you don't get it? It's going to feel like you're dying, like it's over. Okay, done. That feels very different than pizza for lunch. And it's not the size that makes it feel different. Remember, the feeling of someday is not the same as feeling it today. Someday, you know, like, yeah, someday we'll have pizza. It's very different than, yeah, you know what? I want pizza for lunch. And it's not the words. Get that. Deadlines feel like death. And they also keep you in fantasy land. What's heaven like, Mommy? The people that I hear talk about heaven are the ones that aren't happy on earth. Someday we get to go to heaven, little Billy. It's going to be nice. Yeah. We'll sing to God all day or something. I don't know. It's crazy. Let's shift gears. Taxpayer or tourist, we've talked about this, but let's dive a little differently. I want to know, do you have a passport? You see, I got a fella to come down here. He tells me he's imagining coming, so I say, cool, dude, you got a passport? Well, no. Okay. If you're really feeling it real, having had come here and gotten gold, you'll find yourself getting a passport. So he gets a passport. Cool. You got a visa? Your travel visa? No, I didn't bother to look into it. Airline tickets, too. You might need some luggage. Dress seasonally. You see, these are the costs of being a tourist. Those are travel costs. Hotel, rental car. Yeah, that's part of the thing when you're a tourist. On the other hand, the cost of being resident is you pay the tax. Paying the tax is honestly nailing what implies your wish has been fulfilled. 70 times 7. It's not about hoping. It's not about someday. It's about imagining what implies the wish has been fulfilled already. It's about already seeing the world through those eyes. You see, just to manifest the trip here, he had to see himself differently. Not just see the world as, you know, imagine the scene when you get home telling your friends, family what you did, it was great. That's all cool. Very useful, by the way. But unless the movement happens where he experiences himself as a success with this, having nailed getting here, he wouldn't have made it. You've got to pay the tax. By the way, check out that fire-making video. I pay a tax there. That was shot with one shot. I didn't shoot, like, there were not two or three or five videos or editing. That's one shot, me knowing I'd get the fire. And I make it look easy. If you want to have fun, take a look at some other people making fire by friction using the bow drill method. Okay, fire by friction, B-O-W-D-R-I-L-L method. Okay, notice how many of them struggle. It's not just because I've done a couple thousand of those, well, probably about two, but because of how I approach it. So you got to pay the tax. I knew I would get that fire. Whenever he knew he had come to Australia and he can do this, Whenever he knows that he nailed it, he came. So here's the thing, guys. Native eyes. Do you see the world as one who already your wish fulfilled? If it's about doubling your income and working half the time, I keep bringing this up. For me, it's about peanut butter. Because I buy peanut butter. And I've bought peanut butter whenever I could only afford the generic. God, there's nothing worse than the only one that you can afford is the generic, and the only generic they have is smooth. And I'm a crunchy kind of guy. Maybe you can imagine that. You know, it must be the intensity of smashing those nuts in my teeth. But double my income, work half the time. I experience shopping not as something that must be done at the end of the day, where I'm looking for the deals so that I can survive the week, get home. Ugh. I like it. Native eyes. Where are you seeing from? Where are you native to? So back in high school, Sean had a way with the girls. I've talked about him before. I've called him different names. Sean's his actual real name. And he lived from the state of girls have a great time around me. That was his attitude. And he always had two or three girls around him. Okay, always. Okay, girls younger than him, girls older than him. Always had one or two under his arms. You know, often they'd be carrying his books. He just had a great time with the girls. Because he imagined the girls have a great time with me. And you get it, ain't the words. So here's the difference, guys. Remember, different is better than better. Sean wasn't better with the ladies than we were. He was imagining something different. He was imagining an ongoing emergent. And this is really cool, it's really important, and it's really you, because what you are is an ongoing emergent. I knew Sean for, I think, 3 years in high school. He was a year behind me, and maybe two. But I knew Sean for a couple years, and I watched how he grew and emerged and was different over time. Still the same essence. He still ran the same patterns. Still had the same attitude. See, me and my friends, we wanted an event. Let's just call it date and mate, right? You get her on a date, hopefully you mate, right? Wouldn't that be fun, right? Versus, Sean was an ongoing emergent. Girls have a lovely time around me. Girls have a lot of fun with me. And so every day, Sean got more out of a day than ever, than any of us got out of the number of dates we had in high school. Ongoing emergent. Sean simply gave life to being Sean. He wasn't imagining an event. By Friday, I will have, you know, Brenda in the back seat. Brenda in the back seat. Brenda in the back seat. Right? How fast can you tell a story? Boom. Back seat Brenda in the back seat of my car. Well, I didn't have a car. Oh no. Now what? Well, do I imagine up a car so I can have Brenda out? Let's call that a middle. Anyway, once my attitude changed, I met a girl who had a car. Didn't have to manifest up the middle. All I had to do is give life to some different ongoing emergent. All right. What are your goodie bits today? There's at least three goodies that I can pull from this one. But I want you to really get how someday, if you begin with someday and you try to counter it with by Friday, you get neither of those is today. And neither of those is about you. When I get that I create wealth today, I can't help but create wealth. If it's $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 by Friday, it's about the money. But when I get I can give life today, today I create wealth. Today I'm an ongoing emergent. How much wealth do I want to create to give life to today? All right. Enjoy floating. See ya.